to see people like Nuno Bettencourt. It was interesting to see all the different players. Lizzie Hale was good. I mean, I vaguely heard of her. It's good to see people that are known names, but I don't know who they are. I've never listened to the music, and she was good. There's a whole bunch of people in there that I kind of have heard of, but never really listened to the music. And the various concerts are on there on YouTube, I believe, still. It was live streamed at the time, but it's now out into the world. So, yeah. You heard Solitude, Lord of This World, Children of the Grave. We're just doing a little tribute to Sabbath and Ozzy, of course, which was a big event over last weekend. And so we're kind of doing that. And I did want to do a tribute to Mick Ralston, Bad Company, but I keep putting it off. I don't know why. But I will. And maybe next week. Next week we'll do a tribute to the late, great Mick Ralston, Bad Company. Because that's one of the first bands I ever saw on the Old Grey Whistle Test back in the day. Strangely enough. All right, well, let's get back into the music. Why not? It's there for us to listen to. This is more Sabbath and a little bit more from the Master of Reality album from 1971. This is the classic. They're all classics. I don't know why I said that. But this is Into the Void. We'll be right back.
Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express, also on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
Commotion.
you are listening to CJSF 90.1. That's the first time I've ever said that in first. That is The Verve and a track from their album, A Northern Soul. It came out in 1995. It actually came out in July 5th, 1995. So how many years is that? 95, 30 years? 30 years ago. It's 30 years ago. That's old. It's getting up there. And I always think of it being new. So, yeah, you heard the track Life's an Ocean. The album came out. This is the second album. Now, I've got to read this because at the time I was busy with children and work, and then the 90s are still a bit of a black hole musically for me. So anyway, it was released on the 5th of July. And tumultuous promotion for their debut album. And combined with their friends, Oasis becoming exceptionally popular relationship. What's this? Who's wrote this on Wikipedia? Some idiot. Regarding local studios in Wales. And of course, the band are from Wigan, and that's the main thing. I've been getting Richard Ashcroft things on my Facebook feed recently. One of them was a story that he recounted that he was doing work experience at from Winstanley College, or he might have been at the school that he went to, and he ended up working at Wigan Baths, and he ended up cleaning toilets. And because he couldn't really swim, he got his 25 meter badge, and that was it. So that's what he ended up doing. I spent many, many hours at Wigan Baths for one reason or another, swimming mainly. But I got my 800 there, which took forever. And we used to go there with school. Used to go there with my dad. I took swimming lessons there a lot. Never really got the gist of the front crawl until I actually started doing it properly when I came to Canada. And I actually entered a couple of races. Doing the freestyle, whatever they call it. Anyway, so you are listening to The Verve's A Northern Soul. Richard Ashcroft, of course, supporting the Oasis at Cardiff. And I do believe they're either at Heaton Park in Manchester tonight or tomorrow. I'm not sure which one. But a lot of people saying The Verve should get back together and do a reunion themselves, which I thought might be interesting. That would be interesting. Definitely, I really like The Verve guitar player. Very moody, very kind of stylish. They were good friends. And so there's lots of stuff with Richard Ashcroft going on right now. Anyway, let's continue. It is 1:28. PM era on the show. It's live Fridays 12 Pacific, 3 p.m. in Eastern, and 8 p.m. UK. Every Friday we try. This is just a volunteer thing for me. I do it for the fun, and I want to listen to new music in the same way that you do. So you're interested in listening to new music. It's been around for years, but yet I never really got around to it. There's a lot of music, more music out there that's in there. Yeah, shall I say it that way? All right, and this is an album that is qualified for that. This is a band that I should have got into a long time ago, but I still kind of working on it. There's a track called So It Goes from The Verve.